I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. There are all sorts of rebel groups in Pakistan, but the one we're going to tell you about has an intriguing detail. It's women. I'm speaking of the nationalist rebels from the Baloch ethnic group. For several years, their guerrillas in Pakistan's southwest province have pulled off increasingly daring attacks. Not long ago, they shocked the country by destroying the historic residence of Pakistan's founding father, Muhammad Ali Jinnah. Baluchistan is one of the most underdeveloped regions in Pakistan. Traditionally, society there is heavily male-dominated. Women have rarely had a role in public life. But things have been changing recently, as increasing numbers of women are taking active, even leading roles in the Baloch nationalist movement. Fahad Desmukh reports.
When Zarina Baloch's cousin was found murdered in February, it was a turning point in her life. Her cousin was a young political activist who supported the idea of Balochistan's secession from Pakistan. He'd been missing for 2 years before his mutilated body was found.
When I heard the news, then I don't have words. What can I do? Then I heard that there is one protest next day. So I have to join that protest. And I joined. Even I talked with many news channels and I said that my brother has been killed.
Zarina Baloch was a high school student then, and it was the first time she became politically active. Since then, attending protest rallies and sit-ins has become part of her daily routine. Today, she's at a protest rally in front of the Karachi Press Club with dozens of other women, young and old. Shame on the United Nations silence, the protest leader chants, and where are you, UN? In recent years, hundreds of young Baloch men, especially separatist activists, have been disappeared. Their bodies have sometimes been found days, months, or years later, often mutilated. Human rights organizations point the finger at the military and intelligence agencies. Baloch nationalists have complained for decades of ethnic discrimination and exploitation by the Pakistani state. But the recent state-sponsored violence has transformed the struggle from a demand for more rights into a movement for outright secession. And increasingly, women like Zarina are playing more active roles in that movement. Mama Qadir Baloch heads a rights group called Voice for Baloch Missing Persons.
Baloch society has traditionally been heavily segregated. Women rarely leave the home, and when they do, it's only for education. But ever since this barbarity of abducting and killing and military operations started, women have started to take to the streets to raise their voices in protest.
And that's what's so striking. In a region where women are, for the most part, neither seen nor heard, they're now not just silent supporters of the separatist movement, they've become its leaders. And while there are no confirmed reports yet of women joining the armed struggle as fighters, some suggest that time isn't far off. Dr. Allah Nazar Baloch is regarded as the Che Guevara of Balochistan. He's a gynecologist turned guerrilla commander, now leading the armed rebellion in the mountains of Balochistan. This is him speaking at a student conference a few years ago. In the speech, Nazar cites female revolutionaries from around the world. He exhorts Baloch women to heed their example and join the guerrilla movement. And Nazar Baloch isn't the only one putting out that message.
Naku! Oh, Naku!
This is a recent Balochi language feature film called Jagin that glorifies the Baloch insurgency and vilifies the Pakistani military. Near the end of the movie, the outnumbered rebels decide to surrender. A woman calls them cowards and says she'll take up arms and fight for the cause.
Mariam Turkangu Jankanak Watkushie.
In a kind of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid ending, the woman and two men hold out against the military for 3 more days before being killed. Naila Qadri used to be an assistant professor at the University of Balochistan and is now one of the most prominent female political activists from Balochistan. At one point, she was hounded by authorities and had to go into hiding. She's been in exile in Afghanistan since 2010, where she heads the World Baloch Women's Forum.
In 1 month, 9 military raids on my home. For 5 years in Balochistan, we are not able to live together as a family. I was all the time hiding myself here and there and working. It was first time in Baloch history that a girl is active in politics. Before me, there was no one.
Qadri says her nationalist struggle isn't just about changing politics in Balochistan, but is aiming for a deeper change in Baloch society.
In the other parts of the world, women go for shopping, women go freely for education, for jobs and other things. But in Baloch society, we live in a tribal society where mobility for women is very strict. And here, this grand involvement of women in nationalist movement and freedom movement means a lot.
Protester Zarina Baloch agrees. She knows she too is likely a marked woman. But she says, essentially, if not me, then who will fight for the rights of Baloch people and of women?
Some of my family, they scared. They say, a girl, what are you going to do? I said, I have to do because I have to do something for my nation. I have to do something for my brother. I have to do something for my father. If today I'll not do it, then the time will come when I will be killed.
And Zarina says she can't bear the thought that she'd die without having made a difference. For The World, I'm Fahad Deshmukh in Karachi, Pakistan.